Greetings from KingScottRadioTV.com. We're coming to you live from Cumberland, Maryland. We're hosting At My Father's Table with Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Today our subject matter is going to be, wow, what have we become? Stay tuned as we play out this particular song. KingScottRadioTV.com. We're back at My Father's Table with Pastor Kevin T. Scott. We're going to do a scripture reading to give us a foundation as to what we're going to be talking about today. We are reading from the Holy Bible, the New Century Version of the Good Book. You will find this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 and 8. Love. How is this a love precept? How is a love a precept? A principle. And a person. What is the difference between love that is self-centered, conditioned love, and other-centered love? What are the marks of mature love, especially in a marriage? An accomplished rabbi once posed a question to Jesus that many rabbis before him had debated. Teacher, he said, which commandment in the law is the most important? Love the Lord, Jesus said, with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. This is the first and most important commandment. And the second commandment is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Matthew chapter 22, 36 through 39. We're going to focus on loving your neighbor. We're going to analyze this particular scripture in how we should love one another, your neighbor, your brother, your sister. This is what we have become. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what have we become? I can tell you that in this modern day society, nothing has changed about those two scriptures. Love. What has happened and what I see is that there's so much bickering going on in our church communities. How can we be examples of Christ, but we fight with words so much? Everyone can't be right. The Bible says what it says. It's important to note that the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth, is accurate. It tells you what we should be doing. But are we doing that? In social media that's so prevalent today, you find our bishops, our reverends, our ministers bickering amongst one another. Who's right? Who's wrong? And the Bible is very clear. Love your neighbor as you would love yourself. Now, what exactly does that mean? See, I think if I love myself, I won't call myself horrible names. Liars, thieves, corrupt. I know the Bible speaks about these things, but we are supposed to emphasize the love that we're supposed to have with one another. I wouldn't tell myself that you can't do this and you shouldn't do that and what you're doing is wrong or right. The word doesn't say that. I understand that people, all people, do bad things. The Bible talks about all of us being filthy rags. But some would not even admit to that. They walk with this holy attitude as if they're better, as if others are beneath them, because we have different opinions, different structures in our life that don't apply to each other. But love applies to everyone. And that's the focal point of this particular conversation. You see, I see some of the church leaders, the T.D. Jakes and the Pastor Jennings and the Jamal Bryants of this world, and there are many of them, Creflo Dollar, Joyce Myers. The list goes on and on. They even have a list saying the most hated pastors because they've gained wealth and a degree of fame. So in saying all of that, what does it mean? You see, none of those people, whether they agree or disagree, have a heaven or hell for each other. I have nowhere to put you. Your spirit will go back to the Lord, our Savior. That is who gets the glory. That is the example that is left. So why put you down to push me up? That's what it comes down to. To me, that's my version of it. I don't agree with homosexuality. The Bible talks about that. But even with that, even with my disagreement in the actions, the sin, I still don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. I don't have to embarrass you. I don't have to call you out. That's above my pay grade. Now, this is Pastor Scott talking. You see, at the end of the day, I'm in there too. I have not done everything right in my life. I'm just as guilty as anyone else. In some cases, maybe even more. Still, you don't have a heaven or hell to put me in. And I don't have one to put you in. That's the focal point. That's why he's God. That's why Jesus Christ is that bridge. Because they are the ones, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, will make that determination based on your videotape. See, I'm crazy enough to believe that when you stand before God, all of what you've done is on a clip. And you can't hide from it. It's perfect lighting. It's perfect pitch. That's your voice. Those are your actions. So when someone says that this person is wrong, still you don't have anywhere else for me to go. You have your opinion and you're entitled to that. But it carries no weight in the next life. This is not it. We're here for training, We're here striving to be better people, not people who attack one another for our own selfish reasons. That self-centeredness that the Bible talks about, it says it itself. Your own personal agenda, which you are responsible for. Your actions will be judged just like mine. This is real talk. This is not the hoopla. I'm not asking you to send in a donation because I'm saying this. It's the truth. And it's designed to help you set yourself free. Love your neighbor. That's what the Bible says. Honor your wife if you are married. Live as close to God as possible. We are in this fleshly realm where our feelings can overwhelm us. Our feelings can misguide us. I don't like what they do. I don't like what everyone does. I don't agree with it. You would not see me with a bunch of people who want to smoke cigarettes or weed or take drugs. That's not the kind of people I want to hang around with. I can pray for them. That's what I can do to assist them. So what am I supposed to say? You spent all that money on 20 cigarettes that's killing you? Is that my business? Really? I don't want you to do it around me, so I won't be around you. That's the only solution that I could possibly have. See, when you talk about real talk, that's where the rubber meets the road. That's how we are supposed to get along. I don't want to be broke, busted, and disgusted. I don't want to feel like my words are to inflict pain and suffering on people, because their words could do the same to me. I'd rather be on the higher ground if I can. We're not perfect people. And the sooner that we realize that and follow the true word of God, love your neighbor, pray for them, pray that their situation can get better. And I hope that they can pray for me, that my situation can get better. Because we all fall short. I've heard some of our Christian brothers and sisters, I don't commit sin. Well, we know that ain't true. Because if you're attacking me, you're doing something wrong. But can you convince that person or not? No. That's their call. They have free will. Is any of this making sense to you? Do you feel what I'm saying? Learning to get along with your brothers and sisters is why we're here. There's no fighting in heaven. You don't have to worry about someone stealing your car or your house or swindling you out of money or playing you for a fool. We are all guilty of some of this. Some more than others, grant you. They say that the pastors that are leading the church and the bishops and all the other fancy names that they call each other is just trying to extract money from them so that they can live a rich and wealthy type of lifestyle. All temporary. Now, why do I say it's temporary? Because guess what? And you don't have to guess. These are the facts. You can't take it with you. That's right. Your spirit goes, not your wallet, not your house, not your car. It's okay to have nice things. Don't get me twisted. It's all right. But don't put that above humanity, human behavior, because you don't like something that a person does. That's not right. That's not doing what the word says do. Learning to love each other with our deficiencies, our faults, our misconceptions. That's why we're here. That training ground that we are on. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, a musical break. I just want you to feel the moments of what I've just said so that the clarity and the reality sets in. I don't want to push you through the door if you're not ready. The bottom line is loving your neighbor as you love yourself. And you would not treat yourself this way. You know it, and I know it. We'll be right back. KingScottRadioTV.com, at my Father's Table, Pastor Kevin T. Scott. You see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, at the beginning of this broadcast, you kind of stumble and bumble because you're trying to get your message out. You're a little nervous, a little uneasy, and then the spirit gets in you, and then the logicalness of your conversation with the public becomes clear and precise. And that's what we experience as we grow. You gain more confidence. As opposed to telling someone how wrong they are, can you tell them how right they can be in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Can you tell them that there's a bridge for you to walk over? There's a way that you can look up. It's not where you start. It's where you finish. And if we as human beings, supposedly led by Christ, and I'm not questioning you, I'm telling you that I have to question myself. If I love you, can I help you? By praying for you, not by getting in the mud with you. Because again, that's above my pay grade. Only the Lord can save you. I can't. But I'm also not supposed to be criticizing you. This bickering, going backwards and forwards and sideways and social this, and Instagram that, and Facebook said, all that is of this world. And this is not our final resting place. Learn to embrace that humanity, that love ye one another as I have loved you. That self-centeredness, when you think that that spirit gets up in you and it just runs out of your mouth, that's the time to simply be quiet. Let the Spirit guide you and tell you, lift the brother up. Lift the sister up. Yes, she made a mistake. Yes, he did something wrong in your eyes. But your eyes are not the final call. You see, when the Bible says that my ways are not your ways, that doesn't make you right and me wrong. It doesn't make me right or you wrong. Learning to love and get along with one another. Really, what have we become to each other? We call ourselves Christians, but that is not just a title. It's something to live by. It's something to inspire to. And every day that we get to live on this side, we can do better. So I'm encouraging you, start with yourself. When you think you want to say something negative, go positive. Like Michelle Obama, as opposed to go low, go high where he is. Because that's what's going to count. That's on your videotape as well. That you had the patience to see beyond their faults, beyond my faults, and see the need of Christ to be in my life and your life as well. We all have to learn to get along. And every day that we're here, it's just another lesson. So I forgive them for bickering with one another. I don't want to see it filmed that this brother is talking about this sister, and she did that, and he did this, and he's being a bad husband. We all bad. Maybe not in the husband realm, but in other ways. None of us are perfect, ladies and gentlemen. The scripture tells us that. We have to stay focused. We can do better. That is what makes the best sense. Practicing what you have learned so that when you inspire to be with the Lord, to sit around and praise Him with me, because I plan to be there with you. Our spirits will join in harmony, in worship, in truth. We know who the author of this confusion is. But he can be defeated just through the words of God. And that's going to happen. So if you can't take it with you, you can learn to share more. You can learn to be better. It's a choice you make. Extend your hand out to pull someone up, not to shove them down and tell them that they're not worthy of God's love, because ultimately they are. And it starts with us learning to treat each other better. So to these power guys and women, you all can do better. Lead better. That's what we are praying for. I don't want to see you on YouTube and Facebook calling each other out. That is not the behavior we're supposed to be displaying. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? This has been another broadcast from KingScottRadioTV.com, hosting At My Father's Table with Pastor Kevin T. Scott. You be blessed. You do better. And pray that I can be better as well. God loves you, and so do I.